Join us today. I'm very pleased to welcome to the Northern Miner Podcast for this week's Spotlight, Fred Earnest, President and CEO of Vista Gold. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is a global world out there, Fred, and quite a lot of things going on in the metals markets, and gold in particular has been dramatic as of late. For those that aren't familiar with Vista Gold, could you give us a little bit of background on the company?
Vista Gold is a British Columbia corporation with headquarters in Denver, Colorado. Our flagship project is the Mount Todd Gold Project, located in the Northern Territory of Australia. It's one of Australia's largest undeveloped gold projects, and it's the largest undeveloped gold project not in the hands of a producer at this time. Vista Gold has been around a long time, first formed in 1983 as Grangis, 1996 merged with Decapo Resources and changed the name of the company to Vista Gold, had operating assets in the state of Nevada for a period of time, and then in the late 1990s was forced to shut those down due to the low gold price. And then with the help of Rick Rule in 2000 to 2006, Vista began acquiring projects and grew the resource base from a little over 2 million ounces to over 18 million ounces with an average acquisition cost of less than a dollar an ounce. And then we began a phase of creating companies and spinning out projects. First thing we did was created Allied Nevada Gold Corp. In 2007, 2012, we created Midas Gold Corp, which is now Perpetua Resources. We've spun out and sold some companies in Mexico, but we've been focused on the Mount Todd Gold Project. And it seems as though all of our hard work, the gold price is finally rewarding us, and the time has come.
Indeed, that is quite a history. And interestingly for me, I feel like I've heard of all of those companies. Now, what makes Mount Todd special? What do you have going on there? It is the focus of the company. Is that correct?
Yes, it is the focus of the company. And recently, at the end of July, we announced the results of a new feasibility study for Mount Todd. Previously, because of the size of the project, and up until this feasibility study, we'd been reporting 9.4 million ounces of total resource, 7.8 million of M&I. We've been thinking about Mount Todd as a very large project. And quite honestly, we designed it as a project that would be suitable and attractive for a senior gold producer to look at as a partnering opportunity with Vista. For a multitude of different reasons, that hasn't happened. And so December of last year, we decided to look at Mount Todd as a smaller project. And we announced those results in July. The total resource grew from 9.4 million ounces to 10.6. million ounces, taking into consideration the drilling that had been completed in 2020, 21, 22, and 24. But most importantly, I think the change is that we set out to redefine the project, whether you want to call it a paradigm shift, turning a new page, starting with a clean sheet of paper, all of those phrases work. But what we set out to do was, first of all, to significantly lower the capex of the project. Second of all, to prioritize grade over tons. And third was to rethink the project and to think about it from the point of view of how would an Australian company build the project. With this new feasibility study, we achieved a 59% reduction in initial capex, dropped the capex from over $1 billion to $425 million. Big part of that is related to scale. We went from 50,000 tons a day down to 15,000 tons per day. And that obviously allowed us to shrink this down to the point where it's an easier package to build by raising the cutoff grade. And I know that in this environment, many companies are lowering their cutoff grades because the gold price has gone up so much. We've taken the approach that grade pays and tons cost. And we've raised the cutoff grade from 0.35 grams per ton to 0.5. That's allowed us to achieve an increase in the grade of reserves coming out of the pit from 0.77 to 0.97 grams per ton. And so we succeeded in both of those objectives. And then we started looking at how do we create a new project. And I want to be very clear, this is not just a smaller version of Mount Todd. This is a completely new look at Mount Todd. We brought in a whole new team of consultants, or nearly a whole new team of consultants. We selected GR Engineering Services out of Perth. as our process engineers and study author. And one of the reasons for that is that GRES has a phenomenal track record of building gold projects, mostly in Western Australia, but honestly across Australia. And many of the gold projects they've built are right in this scale of 15,000 tons per day. We liked the fact that, you know, rather than just starting from, you know, basic engineering and material takeoff quantities and estimating things, that they've actually gone out and looked at and said, what does it cost us to actually build the last seven or eight projects that we've built? And so we've had a really good internal check on costs. Gives me a great deal of confidence with regards to the CapEx. We selected an Australian mining engineering group to do the mine planning and reserves. We use Mining Plus. We use WSP for our geotechnical work and brought in a new tailings group to look at tailings designs. And so we've adopted what the Australians call fit for purpose design. It's a phrase we don't hear too much here in North America, but it's very much the standard in Australia. It's a concept that says build what you need to build, but don't overbuild it. Just as an example, you know, here in North America, when we install crushers, we put crushers up on concrete pedestals. We pour a lot of concrete. In Australia, the standard is they pour the foundations in the ground, install structural steel, mount the crushers on structural steel dampeners. And this works very well. And it saves time. It saves money. It makes it easier to build. And so just as an example, that's one of the things that's been adopted in the design of the project. We've, I guess, given into some very North American traditions that we've held on to for a long time. We as North Americans like to own our own mining fleets and operate them. We've adopted contract mining as the strategy for developing Mount Todd. It comes with some very distinct advantages for us. One, it minimizes the operating and staffing risks, because that then becomes the responsibility of the mining contractor. And there's a very competitive and viable contract mining industry in Australia. And we've worked with one of the three biggest names in that space in Australia. And so I'm very happy about that. Another thing that we've done is in the past, we've tried to adopt the very North American model in that our workers will live in the town close to the mine site, that we would incentivize people to move there. Quite honestly, Catherine, which is 30 minutes from the mine site, is having some housing shortage issues. They have for the last several years. It's not being solved. And so we decided to adopt the more traditional Australian strategy of having a fly-in, fly-out workforce. We've included a full-service camp with all of its amenities as part of the project, and those are included in the cost. So we've tried to turn this from this very large, build it with a North American senior producer as a partner, build it like a North American project, to build it as an Australian company would build it. And it's taken on a whole new look. And I think that the market is getting it. It's a better way to build the project.
Okay, it sounds very interesting. And I recall this discussion of the difference in styles between, say, Australian and North American mining. I believe we've discussed that here before. So that's super interesting. So then where are we with this project then? What comes next?
Well, I've just returned from Australia. I had some very productive meetings with government officials on how we modify the permits that were already in place for the 50,000 ton per day operation and refine them to align with a smaller operation. I believe that we have a clear path forward for most of those permits within the next 6 to 12 months. Obviously, one of the next steps is increasing capacity, corporate capability in Australia. We've operated for a long time with a very small team, and we are starting the process of looking at recruiting capability in the country. How do we get the team on site so that we can either build this ourselves or represent ourselves in a joint venture?
Okay, excellent. So as we wrap up here, Fred, what is it that you want investors to know here? What do you want them to take away from this conversation? What do you want them to know about Vista Gold?
I think, first of all, Vista Gold is firmly committed to seeing the Mount Todd project develop. We've rethought the project, redefined it. We've designed it as a project that can be built and will be very profitable. We did our study at $2,500. We have a $1.1 billion NPV at $3,300. It goes to $2.2 billion. I would say that we are still incredibly undervalued. We continue to move forward with discipline and we're managing this process to maximize value for shareholders. I think that this is an exciting time to be in the gold business, and Mount Todd truly represents a tremendous investment opportunity if you're looking for exposure to this just amazingly strong and upward moving gold market.
Excellent. And that's vistagold.com. And how should people reach out if they want to know more?
They can reach out to Pamela Sully, our Vice President of Investor Relations. She's available at the corporate offices all the time. Our website can get you there, www.vistagold.com. And certainly we will be happy to take time with anybody who has questions about the company or the project.
Fred Earnest, President and CEO of Vista Gold, thank you for joining us and telling us all about the company and the Mount Todd Gold Project in Australia.
Thank you.